Proverbs 25, verse 25 says, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." For His Glory Bible Baptist Church of Union, Maine welcomes you to Good News from a Far Country. Let's join Pastor Mike Key as he brings us the good news from God's Word today.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome back to Good News from a Far Country. Again, my name is Mike Key, and I'm your radio host this morning, pastor for His Glory Bible Baptist Church, Union, Maine. And right now, planning a church in Turner. Want more information about that and what God's doing, the exciting thing God's doing in Turner? You can get a hold of me through the website there or through WBCI and be glad to fill you in and give you all the information you need for that. Amen. And I'm probably not going to make a lot of friends with this message this morning because this is just where Christianity is. But nonetheless, I'm going to preach truth to you this morning. Just got back from Cuba, and we were there in late August, and middle-late August. And one of the reasons we went down there was to tackle the contemporary music problem that's even creeping into Cuba. Now, in America, the proverbial cat's out of the bag, and most churches have gone apostate for a bunch of reasons on the music. The music is wicked as hell in a lot of churches today. Hopefully that's not the case in your church today. So again, I confess that I'm not going to make a lot of fans with this message this morning. I'm going to get into your kitchen a little bit, but I'm going to teach you some technical things because the wool's been pulled over your eyes on some things, especially with the contemporary music movement and that sort of thing. And so I'm gonna give you some technical aspects of that from the Bible, not my thoughts or opinions. They're worthless this morning. But what the Bible says, what God has to say, and who's really behind contemporary Christian music. And I'll tell you this, I'll give you a hint. It ain't God. It ain't God. It ain't the Lord Jesus Christ behind contemporary music. And so I want to teach to you, preach to you a little bit. The title is Music Amoral? Is Music Amoral? That is the center of this argument. That is the epicenter, whatever you want to call it, ground zero. It is what the focus ought to be. And if you can get a hold of this morning, I think it'll really help you. I think it can really help you. Is music amoral? The definition of amoral is lacking a moral sense, no sense of right or wrong. Amen. If moral, think of Moses and the Ten Commandments, if moral is being concerned with the principles of right and wrong behavior, and immoral is rebellion against these same principles, then that means that being amoral is a deliberate searing of the conscience with regards to a moral sense or the difference between virtue and depravity, or, and let's let the Bible define it, calls it in Ezekiel 44 and 23, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." Father, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity. Father, I know this subject. I know this subject is an emotional subject. I know the strong holds that this subject, that music has on your people today. Father, I know it is destroying. It is weakening. It is destroying churches. It is weakening Christians and the power of God in their life. And Father, I pray you'd fill me with the Spirit of the living God. Father, I pray the people listening to me, if they haven't already turned me off, if they listen and reason with you, Father, and reason with you, not wrestle the Scriptures to their own destruction, but reason with you these things. And Father, if they get angry at me, it just reveals how much of a stronghold this has in their life. And Father, we love you. We'll give you all the honor, all the glory, all the thanksgiving, for it's in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The pastor is supposed to teach the people the difference between the holy and the profane. And music, there is a difference. There is a difference. There is music that is sanctified of God. There is music that is holy. And then there, and I'm talking Christian music now, and there is the profane. There is that music that is not honoring to God and is the noise of war. This amoral attitude is so Laodicean. It's perfect today. Christian contemporary music, make no mistake about it. Don't miss this, Christian. It is perfect timing that contemporary music shows up in the last of the last days of Laodicea. Revelation chapter 3 and let's look at verse 15. The Bible says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. That's Laodicea today. That's Christianity today. You can't find too many Christians that are on fire for God. Amen. And listen, God would take that. Listen, you need to understand this morning that your God is an extremist. Your God is an extremist. He can accept the extreme of hot, and he can accept the extreme of cold. It's interesting to note that both extremes of hot and extremes of cold can do similar things in regards to purifying. Amen. You could also say that there's the extreme of hot today with regards to Christianity and people being on fire for God. And there's the extreme of cold today, which is that which is apostate and fallen away. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. But being lukewarm makes God sick to his stomach. Amen. Being lukewarm, the Bible says God will spit you out of his mouth. He'll vomit you out of his mouth. This is amoral. Do you understand? Lukewarm is the perfect definition of amoral. Amen. You know what amoral is? Amoral is the fence. I think I've told this illustration before. Amen. Jesus Christ and the devil come back on the field, and there's a fence dividing those that are Christ's. And the fence is dividing those that are Satan's, amen? And Jesus Christ comes and he grabs all those on the right-hand side of that fence and they go up to glory. And then the devil, he grabs all his that are on the left side of that fence and they go to hell. But there were some that were on the fence. And the devil comes back and the devil looks at those on the fence and he points to them, he says, come, you're with me. And those on the fence said, yeah, but I'm on the fence. And the devil says, I own the fence. Jesus Christ doesn't own the fence, amen? It's either hot or it's cold, amen? And lukewarm is the very definition of amoral, amen? Now, the proponents or the defenders of Christian contemporary music, or CCM, claims that all music is amoral. This is a lie out of the pit of hell. They claim that all music is amoral. They even claim, listen, you can get this out of their own mouths. They even claim that rock and roll, rap music, country music, sorry for all you Christians listening to me that listen to that country garbage, country music, Latin, are all amoral, while they never make this claim about themselves. They claim that it's the words that make a song either moral or immoral. Amen. They go so far as to say that there is no such thing as rock music, only rock lyrics. And this is a lie from the devil. Christian contemporary music is the only one in history that put that title of music being amoral. Rock and roll. Listen, I brought my kids up. I'm a pastor. I brought my kids up. I told them, I'd rather have you listen to rock and roll than Christian contemporary music. You say that's crazy. Hey, rock and roll is honest. Amen. Rock and roll is honest. Rock and roll makes no bones about it. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, rebellion. Amen. A wrong side of the tracks, leather jacket, greased back hair. Amen. Rock and roll is honest. It is what it is. And of course, I forbid my kids from listening to rock and roll. Of course I did. But the point I'm making is that Christian contemporary music is by far more wicked than rock and roll because it's untruthful. It's untruthful. and Christian contemporary music ignores the fact that music is a language that elicits emotion. Amen. Christian contemporary music is a language that elicits emotion. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 23, the Bible says, "And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Amen. That's music. And music is a powerful force that can literally soothe the savage beast. You ever hear that term? That's probably where they get that term from, right there in verse 23. Saul, who's trying to kill David and has an evil spirit on him, and David comes in and he plays the right music. It's a lie out of the pit of hell that music is amoral. It is not amoral and never was, amen? Look at Exodus chapter 32. Exodus in chapter 32. And look with me in verse 17. And here's ground zero of the argument, if you will, right here. And let me give you a background. Here's Moses is up on the mountain. He's tarrying up there while God is handwriting with the finger of God the Ten Commandments. Amen. And Joshua is waiting at the foot of the hill. Amen. And Joshua, with his ears, he hears something. He hears the sound of music. Now, he's too far away. Listen to me. Get this. If you don't get anything else, get this. He's too far away to hear the words, but he can hear the music. He can hear the sound. Don't tell me that music is amoral. That is a lie out of the pit of hell. Because in verse 17 it says, "And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is the noise of war in the camp." That's rock and roll. That's Christian contemporary music as far as I'm concerned today. He heard the noise of war and he said, "It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear." And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh into the camp, he saw the golden calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of the hands and brake them beneath the mount. In verse 25, it talks about the fact that Moses saw that the people were naked. That's rock and roll music. Rock and roll music doesn't cause you to put your clothes on. It causes you to take your clothes off. It's central, just like Christian contemporary music. We got a church not too far from us. They got one of those mosh pits where they can go there when the music is rocking and the fog machine's going and the laser show and the lights and all that with the worship quote-unquote band and all that stuff, that they, all the men and the women, they get down there and they're touching each other and they're raising their hands and they're swaying in fleshly, wicked, satanic, pornographic ways in the church of God. It's the noise of war. It's the noise of war. Whereas, look at the contrast. Psalm chapter 71 and verse 23, David says, "My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul is greatly rejoiced when thou hast which thou hast redeemed." You see what the difference between moral and immoral music is? A lie out of the pit of hell, Christian, if you're listening to me, that music is amoral. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. Listen to me. Get this. Music is a language, and music has an attitude. Let me give you a fact. Let me give you some facts. Musical notes, and there are seven of them. And of course, that's one of God's numbers. Seven is the number of completion. So it's just perfect that there are seven true musical notes. Musical notes are amoral. That is true. Notes themselves, the individual notes that you can write and compose music from, is amoral. But music can either be moral or immoral. Do you see the difference there? Amen. Listen, you can take those seven notes and you can make them to be "It is well with my soul," or "Amazing grace," or "How great thou art," or "The old rugged cross," or "Victory in Jesus," or "The blood hath been applied." Amen. Or "A solid rock," or "The Bible stands," or "Christ returneth," or "A mighty fortress is our God." Or you can make those same seven notes, Stairway to Heaven. Amen. Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, name them. Name the songs. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. Do you get this? Do you see the difference? Music is either moral or immoral. Therefore, it is impossible to be amoral. Lyrics are an element of music, so they too can either be moral or immoral. On March 29th, 1994, we're going in the Wayback Machine, Barbara Walters special. Remember Barbara Walters specials? She was interviewing the rock magazine Cheetah, C-H-E-E-T-A-H, probably named after one of the byproducts of rock and roll is it causes people to cheat on their spouses and so on and so forth. Cheetah, right? That's what we would say in Maine, right? It would be cheater anywhere else, but up here it'd be cheetah. The rock magazine, long gone now. Listen to this quote. Barbara Walters special, March 29th, 1994. If people knew what today's pop music was saying, not what the words are saying, but what the music itself is saying, they would ban it, smash all records, and arrest anyone who tried to play it. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. This is not even contemporary music, but of course contemporary music is pop music today. It's mainstream today. If people knew what today's pop music was saying, not what the words are saying, but what the music itself is saying, they would ban it, smash all records, and arrest anyone who tried to play it. You can manipulate the notes. You can manipulate the notes to cause fornication and to cause fleshly desires and to cause people to want to take clothes off, not put them on. Listen, that ain't nuts. That's truth. That's Bible. That's Bible this morning. And that's what I'm giving you. Plato, the great philosopher, quote unquote, said this. Listen to this. In order to take the spiritual temperature of an individual or a society, one must mark the music. Listen, that wicked as hell philosopher, that unsaved philosopher who was a pedophile, had more sense, listen to me, had more sense than some of you listening to me this morning. He had more sense than some of you listening to me this morning. In order to take the spiritual temperature of an individual or a society, one must mark the music. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Christian. What's the spiritual temperature of the church today? It's lukewarm. And God's spewing her out of his mouth. It's spewing her. You know what that is? That is the fruit of Christian contemporary music. That is the role of Christian contemporary music. Just look at the church today. The church is all about you. It's all about you this morning. It's all about the better you, how you're good, how you're the perfect you, how you're beautiful, how you're wonderful. All the Christian contemporary, almost all the Christian contemporary songs today are focused on you. Let me tell you something. If I was on a boat and that boat sank and I got deserted on an island and the only thing that floated to that island, I lost my Bible. I lost it. But if what floated to me was that great hymns of the faith, those old blessed hymns of the faith, you know what? I can get saved out of that. You know why? A lot of those hymns was Bible. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. That's a direct quote from Paul. That's a direct quote from Paul. And that's in the Bible or in the hymn book. Amen. But could you imagine washing up ashore? Some booklet on contemporary music? What a disaster that would be. You'd be made? More twofold a child of hell. more twofold a child of hell. Amen. Look at the book of Amos, if you will. Look at the book of Amos. Amos chapter 6. Amos chapter 6 says this in verse 5. That chant to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David. Here's Israel in complete apostasy in the end. Here's the apathy that's in Israel, and God has had it with the religious hypocrisy and the music. And he's talking about them lying on their beds of ivory and stretching themselves upon their couches and eating the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. And they're chanting to the sound of the viol and invent to themselves instruments of music like David. The only problem is these inventors invented the instruments to make new sounds and implemented carnal worship and justified it by using the example of David. That's what they did. In Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 11, the Bible says, "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that may continue, that may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol, the tabret and the pipe and the wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands." There's alcohol and music mixed together, and it's carnal. It's carnal. In Amos chapter 6 and verse 5, it says that chant to the sound of the viol. You know what that is? That's what a lot of Christian contemporary music is. You know what we mockingly call it here? 7-11 music. Seven words repeated 11 times. Why? That you chant that. It's a lot of contemporary music is chanting music. What's it do? It puts you in a trance. As you sit there and you raise your hands and you close your eyes as you're looking up to heaven, and all that, and you repeat the same words over and over and over again. That's what a lot of that is. That's what a lot of that is. Lastly, here's what God thinks of Christian contemporary music. Amos chapter 5, verse 21. I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song. See, they were no more sweet songs of the psalmist of David. They were now noise, the sound of war. For I will not hear the melody of thy vials. Why? They changed the melody. They changed the notes. They went from moral to immoral. But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chiun, your images, the star of your God, which you made to yourselves. You know what that is? That's the verse 26. That's the God of rock and roll right there. Moloch and Chiun, your images, the star of your God. You know, the rock star. The rock star. Music is not amoral, Christian. There is a joyful sound, and then there's the sound of war. What are you listening to this morning, Christian? Amen? The lie out of the pit of hell is that music is amoral. You better get a hold of this. Hope you do something with it. Lord bless you. Might you be a blessing to him.
Good News from a Far Country is part of the Bible Outreach Ministry of For His Glory Bible Baptist Church of Union, Maine. For more information on service times and directions, go online to forhisglorybiblebaptistchurch.com or call 701-1962.